Subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon the Sahaba radiallahu an, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had hand selected and hand picked to be around the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to record this deen so meticulously so we can have it in a very pristine form like how we have it today. On Wednesday was the 15th, and my Aisha Siddiqa little one, she fills in her Ramadan chart and she comes to me and she says, Abba, I've kept 15 fast already. And I had to look at the calendar twice to make sure it is the 15th, because the other day we were saying Rajab is here, and then Rajab went and Sha'aban came and Sha'aban went, and today is the 17th of Ramadan already. Wal Asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Allah takes an oath by time, and it is a sign of Qiyamah that closer to the time of Qiyamah, time will start fleeting. Innal insana lafi khusr. Verily, man is at a loss. Illa alladhina amanu, except he who believes, wa amilu salihat, and he does good deeds. Let us take stock of ourselves. How much have I benefited from these 17 days already? We probably started off on a very high spirit, and then somewhere we lost our momentum because it's natural, we are human beings. But let us re-energize ourselves. Let us refocus ourselves. Let us see our mission. Let us see our vision. Let us see and reacquaint ourselves with the rewards of this month, with the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He holds for us in this month. And let us not waste any more time. Let us not be from those that are at a loss because we have wasted our time. Today is the 17th of Ramadan, a very historical day in the life of a Muslim. This was the day that the Battle of Badr was fought, 313 against 1,000. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that small band of mu'mineen, Muslimin, victorious. If they were not victorious on that day, then me and you sitting here today, known as the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would not be present. So may the choices, blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon the souls of those 313 who fought for this deen, who fought for me and you and for our future generations. When we get time, let us read three times Qul Huwallahu Ahad and send the Isa alayhi salam for them. On Monday already comes the last 10 days of Ramadan. The first 10 days, awwaluhu rahmah, have gone, the days of mercy, the days wherein we are asked to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to envelope us in His mercy, have passed. Wa awsatuhu al-maghfirah, the middle 10 days seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are coming to an end. There are only 2.5 days left. And then starts the last 10 days. وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ. The last 10 days wherein we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the fire of Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set for i'tikaf in the month of Ramadan in the first 10 days, searching for the night of power, searching for Laylatul Qadr. When he did not find it in the first 10 days, he continued spending i'tikaf for the next 10 days. When he did not find it in the next 10 days, in the middle 10 days, he spent the last 10 days of Ramadan in i'tikaf, searching for the night of power, and when he found it, he told the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to search for Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 days of Ramadan. I'tikaf is a once in a year opportunity. It's an unparalleled opportunity to get lots of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reconnect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to find the night of power. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, whoever sits for i'tikaf during the last 10 days of Ramadan will receive reward of 2 accepted hajj and 2 accepted umrah. Subhanallah. 10 days of you sitting in seclusion in the masjid, you get the reward of 2 accepted hajj and 2 accepted umrah. And that's not all. A person who sits for i'tikaf for one day for the pleasure of Allah, just one day for the pleasure of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places between him and Jahannam 3 trenches distance. The width of one trench is the distance between the heaven and the earth. So imagine, if your reward for one day of i'tikaf is such, can you imagine the reward for 9 or 10 days? Another hadith states that the person who performs i'tikaf is protected from sin. He's in a masjid. Out of the masjid, he would have been involved maybe in perhaps in other sins, which he is not now exposed to now in the month of, in the masjid. Also, what good deeds he used to do out of i'tikaf, maybe he used to visit a sick, maybe he used to help an elderly, maybe he used to plant a tree or water animals. All those good deeds, he will still accrue, even though he's not doing it physically, he will still accrue all those rewards by the virtue of sitting for i'tikaf. And what is i'tikaf? Why does a person sit for i'tikaf? 2 primary reasons. I'tikaf has been lost somewhat in the way i'tikaf is conducted today. I'tikaf is not about mass iftars or mass sahris. It's not about bribes. It's not about chitting and chatting. It's not a way of you to connect with your friends. It's not a way for you to get 10 days break from the wife. It's not 10 days break from you to earn brownie points with your parents at home. I'tikaf's purpose is that you can sit in seclusion and connect with Allah Rabbul Izzah. You can reignite that connection between you and Allah. That connection that has been weakened because no reception during the 11 months of the year. Not no reception, but weakened reception because weakened our iman. Now we have that opportunity to rekindle that love that we ought to have for Allah. The practice of many pious people is that when they used to sit for i'tikaf, you never saw them outside of their tent besides the time of the Fard Salah and the Taraweeh Salah. The rest of the time they would go straight back and continue the ibadah in their tents. Today it has become a free-for-all where people want lectures. Yes, if a person is going and to benefit, but the primary reason is not to benefit from someone else. The primary benefit is for you to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no programs and mass meals. It is for you to seclude yourself from those around you so you can reconnect with Allah Rabbul Izzah. The second benefit and the second reason a person sits for i'tikaf is that you search for the night of Laylatul Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And do we know what is the night of power? What is the night of Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months of ibadah. That's equated to approximately 83 years and 4 months of ibadah. Now imagine a person has to get the reward of one night. The reward of one Laylatul Qadr, That's 83 years, 4 months of consistent ibadah, accepted ibadah in his account. Imagine a person sits for 10 years for itikaf, and he comes on the day of Qiyamah and he sees his reward. This ummah's lifespan is very short. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam lived for 950 plus years. We don't live for that time. We don't live for that period of time. In fact, Ibn al-Arabi used to say, in comparison to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the other ummah had much longer lifespans. Therefore, Allah gifted us certain acts and certain ibadah that if we do it, we get multitudes of rewards. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you give one in the path of Allah, Allah multiplies it 10, Allah multiplies it 70, Allah multiplies it 700. And the greatest of those gifts to multiply reward is the night of Laylatul Qadr. Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah, said, O you who has wasted years of his life, O you who has wasted years of his life, there is nothing that will amend those lost years except for the night of Qadr, for its value is equivalent to a lifetime. What is the average lifespan of a ummati today? 60, 70, 80 years. One night in ibadah, hoping for the reward, the promised reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With iman in your heart, you will get this 83 years of reward inshaAllah. Ibn Qayyim said, if Laylatul Qadr was on any of the nights of the year, then I would spend each and every night in ibadah hoping to get this reward. So what is it that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made it so easy for us, and it, he has broken it down or condensed it to search for in 10 nights or 9 nights? Let us not leave this opportunity. Let us not let this opportunity go by. Laylatul Qadr is not only sought and or got by that person that sits for i'tikaf, but that person that is in the corner of his home, or that woman in the corner of her home who makes i'tikaf there, or the person in the jungle that's making ibadah there, anyone who stands on this night searching with iman in his heart, hoping for the reward promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will get this reward. From the 10 nights or 9 nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi, rahmatul lil alameen, has also told us, search for it in the odd nights, the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, or 29th. That further reduces the 10 to 5. Let us not let this opportunity go by, inshaAllah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are still in this middle 10 days of Ramadan, the 10 days of seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَوْسَتُهُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. There is few days left. Let us engage in fervent tawbah and istighfar. Tawbah and istighfar, a sincere repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And come Monday night when i'tikaf starts, and anyone wishing to sit for i'tikaf, let us contact our Imam Maulana Ali, give him our name, so that we can get the two mentioned benefits. The first is that we can reconnect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second, we can acquire this night of power, this night of Laylatul Qadr, inshaAllah. A very important part of Ramadan that is obligatory upon us is that we discharge our Sadaqatul Fitr as well. Sadaqatul Fitr is a small fee, a small recompense that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has put upon this ummah for two reasons. Hadith says that if a person discharges his Sadaqatul Fitr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cleanse his fast, will cleanse his Ramadan of all evil and vile talk and actions. So while we may be fasting, we might have slipped our tongue, or slept and done an action that we were not supposed to do it. The Sadaqatul Fitr, insha'Allah, will expedite that, and the Sadaqatul Fitr will remove the errors that we have committed. And the second is, there are those less fortunate than us. Come the day of Eid, they want something to put on their table as well. So by us giving out our Sadaqatul Fitr, insha'Allah, they will have something, they will have a joy to experience on the day of Eid as well. There is a box dedicated, written fitra, Sadaqatul Fitr can be discharged in that box. If we want, we can go to the Jamiat office Monday to Friday between 9 and 1 and discharge our Sadaqatul Fitr there, insha'Allah. The deadline for Sadaqatul Fitr collection by the office will be Thursday the 23rd of Ramadan, inshallah. So the office can make the preparations of distributing that Sadaqatul Fitr, inshallah. So let us not let Eid day come and we have forgotten to discharge our Sadaqatul Fitr, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity to benefit fully from the remaining few days of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an accepted Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that we find Laylatul Qadr and get the rewards of Laylatul Qadr. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let the remaining 11 months of the year be passed in the same spiritual high that is experienced during these 30 days. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.